98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day once again, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And I am delighted to welcome a band who you can see this Saturday at in Copaic Falls at 4 o'clock. It's a family-friendly show, and we're going to talk all about it after the first song. Please welcome back to the studio, Megan Seamus.
And though the times be cursed, and though hope is hard to find, I will arise and seek love, for hallowed is this gift, hallowed this
will arise, day bursts bright, flame from the spark. I will arise and face what comes. We may be blind to the purpose, strength may be hard to find, but I will arise and face what comes before. Hallowed is this gift, hallowed this life. Strength I find is a sure sign of a certain heart rising to meet the sun. And though we find the worst, and faith is faith in
KZE. Meg and Seamus are my guests today. Absolutely beautiful. I love that.
Thanks, MK. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. When were you here last? Time has no meaning to me anymore. So was it like a month or two ago or more than that?
Yeah, when was it?
Well, I stopped through, probably about a month or 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was promoting a couple songs from a solo project. We both have other music kind of things. And this is our duo project that's been in the works many, many years and been through a few different iterations. And we've been in touch with you over the years. It's always been good to be in touch and send our work down. And,
yeah.
And so it's good to come down.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. And, I mean, just I love the sound that you have created together. It's so distinct
from
everything else that you do. And it's so beautiful when, you know, two songwriters and artists come together and, like, share a vision and are able to execute that so beautifully.
Wow, thanks. I really appreciate you seeing that. Yeah, yeah, we've been at it a while. Yeah. It does take time to realize those sorts of things, you know,
really,
and
does.
You do have to kind of put the work in and nose to the grindstone, work out, you know, who plays what, who sings what, who writes what,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the songs eventually start to kind of, like, reveal themselves through that process.
Yeah.
And we've been very fortunate to have met, you know, when we were young in our, you know, seeking in terms of music. And you know, I think the first song we wrote together, which I don't think we're going to play today, but was about like 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. So we've been on and off kind of, collaborating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was a beautiful one to start with. I like, you know, the hopefulness of it, despite the acknowledgement of the darkness. You know, it's nice to have hope.
Yeah, it's important,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hope, faith, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And of course, you know, one of the wonderful things that is still, you know, bringing us joy in these times is live music and performing and gathering in that way and sharing that experience. And we can do that with you guys this Saturday, Copake Falls. Tell us about this show. This is a really special one.
Yeah, it's exciting. We've got some friends joining us. A recent kind of gift that's come the way of this project is some excellent string players, an upright or double bass, classical bass player, and a cellist have come around the project and are you know, playing on these songs and having, you know, different kind of setups, you know, different kinds of musicians playing the music is really exciting, particularly when they're very different. Like, we've done stuff with more, we've tried, you know, the kind of the standard, like, drums and bass and all different things. And so the strings has been really kind of exciting, like a new iteration. And
yeah.
So they're going to be there, a cellist and a bass player, and some friends who have been working on singing with Meg. Meg also does.
I started like a community choir, the Phoenix Community Choir.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And it's a really lovely group that's just started. And I'm encouraging as many of them as can, even if you're out there listening now, you're invited, choir members, to come join us on Saturday as part of for a couple songs, actually. But yeah, we're going to do some singing with them too. So it's going to be a real kind of friends community gathering, this show. And it's at it's called the Church of St. John of the Wilderness in Copake Falls. And there's tickets at the door. There's a family price, there's individual price, and there's going to be some refreshments. And it's at 4 p.m. and
yeah. Nice early one.
Yeah, so people can go home and get to bed and kids.
Right.
Yeah, it's important, right?
Yeah, yeah. St. John of the Wilderness, man. If I was ever sainted, I hope I would be of the wilderness.
That's right. A pretty badass name, isn't it?
I agree completely. Yeah.
Yeah, and a very auspicious name for a place to hold a live music event.
Agreed, yeah. It's a beautiful little chapel space, and like we were talking about just before we came on, that it's something we've been thinking about, a place we've been sort of eyeing for many years, sort of casually and informally, and it's just different conspiring events came together to make it happen, and we're really excited, really grateful that we were invited to play. And there isn't a lot of music that's played there. There's a lot of worship that happens there. But this is a little unique that they're inviting people from outside their community to play some music in their beautiful space. So we're glad.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is there a way to buy tickets in advance or just rock up to the door?
Just rock up to the door.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Old fashioned.
Come on by. Say hi. Sing along.
Yeah.
Meg
and Seamus are my guests. Before we launch into our last song, where can we find your music and support you? And can we give you money on Bandcamp? How can we?
Thanks.
Thank you, MK, so much. Yes, absolutely. We're kind of revamping everything, but we did release a new album, a collection of new songs last year, and that's available on all streaming platforms. We also have hard copies, and you could get in touch with us. We're working on a website and everything, but you could find us on social, Meg and Seamus on Instagram. I don't remember exactly. It's Meg and Seamus. You'll find us there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could reach, you know, message us, and we'll send you a hard copy.
Cool.
And we'll have that other stuff up soon. So keep your eyes out and definitely, yeah, we'll have things available.
Yeah. And that first song we played, Hallowed, is the title track of that record we released last year. So you can find that. And then there's two other records we've recorded under our old name, Living Roots or Living Roots Trio. And one of them's called Dust into Gold and one of them's called To All Things. So there's three records total where you can kind of hear our evolution actually, and also engage with the music.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give us one more?
Love to.
I'd love to hear. Yeah. So much.
Thanks so much.
Thorny branch bears the blossoming. The bone cold dark makes a flame worth burning. A heart won't beat without a pulse. And there's no love without a yearning.
And it's hard to sky in our body, but it's worth a try. And there's more to it than meets the eye, with a belly full of butterflies.
A labor's love takes everything. It's a balance act on a fraying thread to help the flutter of your wings.
KZE, that's Meg and Seamus. You can see them on Saturday at Copake Falls at the Church of St. John of the Wilderness.
You got it.
That's an easy one to remember.
That's right.
4 o'clock, and just come on down. Bring the whole family. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful time. I know that this music in that space is going to be so stunning, and with the strings as well.
Thanks so much, MK.
Thanks
for having us here today and bringing us down.
See you next time.
See you next time.
We got your community bulletin board and Willie Nelson up next on KZE.